Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is April 25th, 2024. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by me, Readings by Tanya. Why? Because I have nothing else to put in this space, and I panic every time it comes up because I have nothing to say. Anyways, let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Transformation in the world happens when people are healed and start investing in other people." Michael Smith. So we're talking about magnolias and their magical properties, and this comes to us from WebMD.com. "Magnolia is a plant found in parts of Asia and North and South America. The bark and flowers are used in traditional Chinese medicine, and magnolia seems to have anxiety-reducing effects. Chemicals in magnolia might kill bacteria in the mouth, which might help prevent cavities or reduce gum swelling. In traditional Chinese medicine, magnolia is used to treat the stagnation of qi, as well as depression and anxiety. People also use magnolia for obesity, stress, gingivitis, plaque, and other conditions, but there's no good scientific evidence to support most of these uses," as there rarely is. All right, witches, moving over to some headlines to us from dailymail.com. "Uproar as haunted Lake Lanier, the man-made reservoir built on top of burial grounds, which has seen hundreds of bizarre drownings and electrocution deaths, is set to open new 30-mile-per-hour water slide coaster." This feels like a movie. This feels like Poltergeist 7. This doesn't feel real. Stop it. Okay, let's see. "Georgia's first water slide coaster is set to open on the haunted Lake Lanier, notorious for hundreds of bizarre drownings and electrocution deaths. The famous man-made lake, constructed on top of burial grounds in the 1950s, has seen more than 70 fatalities in boating incidents and recorded 140 drowning deaths between 1994 and 2022. Now, atop the lake, a water park is poised to introduce Georgia's first adrenaline-fueled waterslide coaster that will redefine aquatic thrills, according to Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Islands." This does not feel real. Am I in a movie right now? This feels like the opening of a movie. It's me right now saying this, and then we're going to like turn to a lovely little couple in their home, and they're going to be like, "We should move there." And then it's just going to be a horror movie. You know? Oh, okay. Well, I won't go. good luck is all I have to say. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, April 25th. The waning gibbous moon moves from the hallowed halls of Scorpio to the turning roads of Sagittarius today. Here, the moon trines Mars and Neptune. The conjunction of Mars and Neptune has us dragging our feet, preferring to spend time in the realm of fantasy rather than the dead weight of reality. And who can blame us? The real world is hard, harsh, and full of disappointment. We can be whatever we want to be, whatever we need to be, in this Mars-Neptune fantastical haven. But, alas, that place is ephemeral, and eventually the hard edges of our corporal nature will bring us back to the concrete. We will struggle to tie ourselves to the material today. We may even need to make space for the divine and the mundane in order to not be utterly swept away. Your daily moon mantra is, sometimes we need fantasy to survive reality. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2...
All right, we have a question from one of our listeners, Archer. They write, "Good morning, everyone. I have a question for you all. Some context first. We took an adult niece in from a really bad situation at the end of 2022 and have been getting her help in addition to teaching her to learn how to adult because no one ever taught her how to function in society and only saw dollar signs whenever she had money. I say had because most of it was coerced or outright stolen from her. From the beginning, she's had an amazing attitude about the whole thing and has made a lot of progress both in therapy and with us. However, she's been struggling to find a job since she moved in, which has been hitting her pretty hard emotionally. We tell her it's okay, but she says she feels like a burden at times and it breaks my heart. I suspect that part of the problem is bad energies from her, I kid you not, wicked stepmother, who is responsible for a large part of her trauma. So my question is this, what's a good protection and or reversal spell that I can do to help her out? Since it isn't for me, I'm not sure the best way to go about it. Thank you for reading and for any advice." Oof. First off, I'm happy that you have her in therapy. It sounds like she went through a lot of trauma with this stepmother, unfortunately. And it sounds like she's doing a lot of work. I mean, I love that she has a positive attitude despite, but you know, her feeling like a burden is probably some leftover feelings that maybe that stepmother put onto her. And I think it's going to take a while, I feel like, for her to get out of that situation. And I'm so sorry, but I love that you're doing all the kind of mundane things, therapy, helping her, looking for a job. That's absolutely incredible. So I'm going to read some of the other responses before I give kind of my thoughts. Sal says, you can totally do an uncrossing on your niece and get her to reset, so to speak. Maybe a freezer spell or a binding on the stepmother as well. Natalie says, "I love the suggestions, and I would also try to incorporate some guided meditations if possible. Maybe her feeling loved and supported, or visualizing the trauma as a bundle of strings that she can untangle one by one, or breathing in peace, clean air, and breathing out the bad feelings. You can also do a simmer pot using rosemary, oranges, cinnamon, and bay leaves, and lemons, turmeric, and cranberries. This will be for healing, peace, protection, and positivity." I really love Natalie's suggestion because I think we're too quick to try to like do cord cutting or binding, honestly. Just as a people, I think we're too quick to just jump to that. And also, it seems like the stepmother's kind of out of her life, right? Now that you've helped and have taken over. But I really like Natalie's suggestion because the stepmother doesn't really seem to currently be an issue. Again, from the little context, you know, that we do have, it really seems like a lot of this is her own feelings. So I really like that suggestion of spells to feel loved and supported, maybe spells to feel stable. I think her moving in and feeling like a burden could mean she doesn't feel quite stable yet in the environment. It's hard to feel at home in someone else's space, you know? It can be hard to relax when maybe you constantly feel like a guest. And even though I don't think you're making her feel that way at all, I think that's just how she's feeling. Especially if she feels like she needs to hurry up and get a job so she's not a burden to you. This could indicate that she just doesn't feel settled. She doesn't feel maybe quite at home yet. So maybe you could do spells for a comfortable home, cozy home. Maybe you could look up some feng shui, and maybe the both of you could maybe look into arranging her room in a way that's super cozy. That could be really nice, good for her mental health. And again, make her feel at home. And I like the suggestion, again, Natalie had of imagining the trauma like a bundle of strings that she can untangle one by one. Breathing, maybe you guys can do maybe morning meditations together, morning tea things together. I really think, again, unprofessional here, not a professional, not an expert. I really think if you focus more on helping her feel at home and feel at peace and feel integrated into routines and things, I think that could really help with a lot of her feelings right now. Because like you said, she's dealt with some trauma, so her fight or flight might be activated and she just might not feel safe. And it's not that she doesn't feel safe with you or safe in your environment. Her body might just be waiting for the next shoe to drop. And it can take a lot of work. Ooh, maybe you guys can do like somatic exercises together. Look up like somatic trauma exercises, and that could help too. I think just kind of bringing her into your routines that way could be really, really nice, or building things together. Like again, feng shuiing the room, things like that. And then I think once you do those things, so I would suggest doing those things first, right? And then being like, hey, now let's do a spell. Because I think a spell after she feels more comfortable could be more effective and beneficial than before. So anyways, those are just my thoughts. Not an expert. But I really hope that's helpful in some way. And good luck to both of you. Now, something else I wanted to touch on is one of our listeners, I think one of our newer listeners, let me triple check. Now I feel bad. I'm doing this on the fly and I didn't like pre-look up this information, but I'm pretty sure it's Cameron. Sorry, Facebook like isn't letting me do what I need to do. But I'm pretty sure one of our newer listeners, Cameron, reached out and posted about how I chatted in terms of my friend who was scammed out of money by like a fake psychic. And they posted a video on our Facebook group of a YouTuber. And honestly, I might do this too. It seems like a really fun idea. A YouTuber, actually, I did do this a few years ago, but basically she tried to get readings from different Etsy sellers, and like 4 out of 5 were essentially a scam. And I did this like 7 years ago for Which Way. I did a whole article of like, I tried getting 5 readings on Etsy and here's how it went. I did like an astrology one. I did a palm run one. I did an arcane, Akashic record one. I did a bunch. I had a better experience, but I also think that was so long ago. It was before the idea of getting readings on Etsy like blew up to where it is now. I think it was a little bit more genuine back when I did it versus when this YouTuber did it. And I will say the only bad experience I had was I had a reader who, they were late. And I'm like, they make you schedule a time, but then they were late. And then they're like, you're going to get 20 pages of readings, but like half the pages were advertisements for other readings. And then rules you had to follow for his reading. And it was just a cluster. And I kind of tore him up a little bit in my review. I was like, this was a horrible experience, you know? But I thought it was really interesting. So some red flags, right? Ooh, especially with spiritualism blowing up on TikTok. We're getting a lot more scammers out there. And here's some red flags to look for when in those spaces. One, they offer a free reading. Now, people will give free readings to practice, right? But when a professional is giving you a free reading, it's because they're planning to get money from you a different way, right? So a free reading is what happened to my friend, and she tried to do it with me too. She gives you a free reading, and then basically will be like, oh, well, all these bad things are going to happen to you if you don't give me $150 to rent out this location to do this spell, right? So free reading, big kind of scam. Two, they believe they have the answer to everything, and they don't encourage you getting second opinions. Big red flag, right? You typically don't want to listen to someone who thinks they know everything. Ideally, people you want to listen to are people who cite their sources. This is where I got this from. This is where I heard this from. This might not be completely accurate, but this is how I interpreted it. You want people who speak like that and not people who speak like, I have it figured out. I found the secret. This is how you get everything you've wanted, right? I also try to avoid things that involve money. And when I say money, I mean promises that involve money, okay? So I do this podcast, as you know, which means I get emails from people who want to be on the show. And I won't even respond. I delete every email that has anything to do with this guest helping people build wealth, finding wealth, manifesting wealth. I delete. Because I try to be very cautious about who I expose everyone to. And I never want to expose anyone to someone who I think is going to take advantage of you. And when there's things like money, I don't bring that onto the show at all. You also want to avoid things that involve fear-mongering. This is something I've also worked really hard to avoid. You know, we've had questions that have said we should talk about this, but I worry that if the wrong person hears this, it could trigger maybe a psychosis or spiritual psychosis. So I purposely try not to fearmonger the best I possibly can. So when I talk about things like prophecies and stuff like that, I try to talk about it in a way that is more hypothetical and less, hey, this is going to happen to us, da, 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 you know? So avoid people who speak in these fear-mongering ways. This bad thing's going to happen to you. This bad thing's going to happen to us. This thing's going to happen. And we have a headline that we're going to touch on later this week about a woman who believed a lot of fear-mongering around the eclipse, and she murdered her family. I know. Spoiler alert. We'll talk about it. So let's recap what I said. People who say they have all the answers, things involving manifesting wealth, free readings, because again, they are going to try to get money from you a certain way or a different way, because a professional reader needs to pay their rent, right? They need to put food on the table. And charging for a reading, like I like to charge $50. I think that's attainable to a lot of people. I have friends who charge $200, $300, and I just can't do that. I'm really happy with what I charge. I feel like it's fair and accessible, but it also helps me pay my bills, you know? And people who are professional readers who do free readings, it's because they're planning to pay their rent from you a different way, right? And you want to avoid that. Fear-mongering, we want to avoid. We also want to avoid a lot of new age buzzwords. So jumping timelines, walkers, shifters, things of that nature. Anything that sounds like it was newly, twin flames, anything that sounds like it was made, it was created in the past like 50, 60 years makes me nervous, makes me a little bit uncomfortable. And I do try to avoid that stuff as well. Same in the new age realm. I also try to avoid things if it's like prices and angel numbers, that always feels a little, suspicious to me, a little, too new age for my liking. And again, it's not that there's anything wrong with these things individually. We've just seen a pattern where you put all these things together and we get not cool situations. And finally, I would avoid anyone who recommends getting readings when you're in a stage of deep emotion. Okay? So if you're in grief, if someone you love has passed, if you're in pain, if you're depressed, manic, if someone sees that and they suggest you getting a reading, run. I don't want you near that person. That's, you are in a vulnerable state, and the last thing you need is someone, especially someone who you might not know and someone you might not trust, having access to you in that vulnerable state. I never recommend readings to people who are freshly in grief. And I will tell you right now, as someone who has done that, who has wanted messages while in grief, you're not going to be satisfied with what you get. It's not going to take your grief away, okay? And a lot of people will sense that you're vulnerable at that time, and they will take advantage of that, okay? So those are some red flags, things I've noticed, things I've witnessed that I would just notice. You know, it's not saying everyone who does this is bad. I mean, I give readings. Hello, you know? It's not saying everyone who gives readings is bad. It's just saying if you notice a few of these things in the same instance, it could be a sign that we walk away from that person. Okay? And I've been doing this podcast for years and years. I've been doing Which Way now for about 9 years. I have been a publisher, a writer, a speaker, an author in the witch world for almost a decade. And everyone who has ever read anything I've written, anyone who has listened to this podcast, you're all very important to me. And you're important to me because I feel I have a responsibility to you. Okay? And I am going to do my best to prepare you for what's out there. And I'm going to do my best to not have guests on who take advantage, who are mean. And I will put my money where my mouth is. I have turned away advertisers if I've been concerned that I think their product is a little And I will put my money where my mouth is. I have turned away advertisers if I felt their product was a little too scammy or if I felt it was a little too wooey. And I will not hesitate to turn people away if I don't think it's safe for the listeners of this show. So, yeah, it just feels like important information to know. So I'm happy to share it. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. Not to end on a downer. Oh my gosh. I know I could have done better. It could have not have been such a downer. But I just, it just feels important right now. Right now specifically. I think we're entering into a place where a lot of people are afraid of a lot of things. And fear makes us vulnerable, you know? All right. So I want to give a shout out to Lily H. Lily, you beautiful, wise, Valkyrie queen. Rebecca Overstreet, you glittery celestial starfish. Lex, you mystical scholarly pixie. And Jennifer Miller, you sophisticated brilliant gazelle. Thank you for so much being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card is Five of Spades from the Jane Austen Tarot deck. And it is Betrayal. In Sense and Sensibility, Lucy Steele appears sweet and kind, but her actions are treacherous. Perfectly on par with what we're talking about. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources. Anything we reference can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. We'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.